Early in the committee process, last Thursday, I sent 50 bills to committee. They'll begin hearings on the different legislation this week, including some of the education ideas related to this transfer issue. The thing I wanted to talk about today was the appointments process, which basically the appointments that the governor has made while we are out of session all have to be dealt with in the first 30 days of session. And the confirmation process takes place in the Senate. So I know the governor's made 120 appointments or so that are up for our consideration. There was a recent auditor's report outlining that, you know, I think up to 25% of the different boards and commissions that we have, there are either vacancies or we have members on that are operating under expired terms. So there's this backlog of appointments that we hope the governor will work through. Many of these boards have regulatory authority. So where there are vacancies, then they cannot even meet because they lack a quorum. A concern that I had last year was the number of acting directors. I'm happy to see that the governor is taking a few of those acting directors and putting them forward so that they can go through the confirmation process. I've heard good things about Mike Downey and about the ag director, but my hope is that they will be taking some time to go around to the different Senate offices and just at the very least introduce themselves. And if senators have a few questions, then you know that would be an opportunity to talk to any of these positions where it's a department director spot or a very important commission spot, like the PSC commission, where they're making regulatory rulings that affect rates for customers. You know, those very important jobs, senators want to have an opportunity to sit down with the appointees. So we're doing that this month. As part of that process, we receive background material on the different appointees from the governor's office. I think we have around 30 of the 120 or so where that information has been submitted by the governor. So we'll be going through that.